Blog Talk Radio.
Something's gonna happen with this shit. It needs to happen now.
I'm an educated dude. Don't put guns on YouTube thinking this shit is cool. I learned from the team, but think fresh to Mavis. The slum I come from, sort of like Elmatic. Good time days and harder ways. From a penny to a Jackson and Grant is magic. Rappers exaggerating cause they ain't come from that fabric. And to you bloggers, I never been to ask it. Which one my success in your broadcast allows us? Part-time work is what they call it, self-bosses. And the flow fluid like it came from a faucet. Too many teams to Indians ain't involved yet. One of the best when it comes to the flip. Cause you sound like him and he sound like them. Instead of you with me, unity is individuality. Slay mentality, technicality, turn tragedy. Verbalizing the realism in life and actuality. Fuck who's the baddest, a person's status depend on salary. And my advice is middle finger to a hater. Wondering how Jackson feel, I'm not a Laker. Rocking my regator and focusing on my paper. Six annihilate them, my haters begging a data. Get down or lay down, you lay down, you stay down. I'm fly, these other niggas is the greyhound. The telephone, only time that they push pound. She calling my jack and wanna know how they sound. Second verse to the game, you lames is lost. So I call Vanessa from 8 Mile, finish you off. The game has changed, I must confess. Recommended you rap niggas, protect your neck. In the motivation is money, power, respect. And sing your swagger jackets, please cut the check. We ain't stressing over nothing. We make our own rules with this rap shit. No fucking doubt. I mean, what you wanna do? Bar for bar, song for song. We ain't asking for nothing. Jackson everything. Yo, enough said by me. Let the DJ talk to him.
Don't get mad cause I'm doing things you just can't.
You may laugh or you may cry, but either way, we got your back all day and night, my niggas. Now we hang and we gon' bang, ladies doing the same thing.
I ain't finished that, but yeah.
Yo, ayo, I used to be the shy guy that never got no numbers. But now I be the fly guy that's never getting slumber. And when they say they sleeping, I be creeping on the down low. Undercover freaks, I like to keep a few around, no. It's never more than one at a time. Unless it's what they want and then it's wonderfully fine. And it's no wonder you so fine, I got you stuck in my mind. Underlining when we grind, you feel it up in your spine. I got your back when the fits get to swinging. Never spend you with the money, so much sick steady blinging. I see you in my future with them wedding bells ringing. But we gon' take it slow, and you already know. If you need a couple dollar bills, chill, I got you, hussy. I'd do anything for my Benita Applebaum. Deeper than the deepest sea, sweeter than the biggest thumb. Presentate you as you are, always make you number one. Yeah, yeah, and come up, and come up. It's 80 you now if you whip it for chance. On the fly, ladies, set a front row and stand. Fellas, if you see the one you want, it's time to man up. Like, hey, oh. And if you see the one you want, I know you get it on your own, girl. I won't disagree. But seeing how we both alone tonight, you roll up with me. Throw it up once for my homies in the pen. Throw up the deuce for my ladies and their friends. If your clothes get loud for tonight, that means you win. So take a picture, make a picture when it hits you. I'll be with you, nothing quicker, saying, Mr. Ooh, how you so
me in my zone. Yeah, yeah. Now come up. It's 80 you now if you whipping for chance. On the fly, ladies, better front, go ahead, stand. Fellas, if you see the one you want, it's time to man up. Hey, oh. And if you see the one you want, I know you get it on your own, girl. I won't disagree. But seeing how we both alone, it makes you roll up with me.
Departed from these artists. Since I started, I gave you the heart of Bradley Morrison. No time for flossing, I play it smarter, I'm thinking cautious. So regardless, I go my hardest, that's word to mama. A couple lessons in life that I had to learn through karma. But that's too deep for rap, because my daughter named Karma. Rewind it, bring it back. Now listen to this track before you slip this disc like a spinal cord in my father's back. And he's still driving trucks. That goes to show you that in my blood ain't no giving up. For real. While most rappers crying about a deal, there's real niggas that's locked, that's waiting on their appeal. Some gon' die in a box, cause the lips is forever sealed. Steady watching the clock, just waiting to get a meal. I'm on that same shit, but I'm chasing a different meal. I'm talking about that money that change up your whip appeal. Had me whistling that white women, rest in peace Emmett Till. You can try to hide that fate, but that real you just can't conceal. This is Generation X, we wildin' and poppin' pills. And doing anything for a thrill. Then record it and put it on World Star for the views. It's crazy how the negatives make us feel abused. And we focus on the money, but we don't pay our dues. And we only conversate with the Lord when we lose. I swear I'm feeling like I'm spending more time venting than I'm repenting. Product of my environment, sin is a part of living. Most should consider changing before they say that they different. But they mostly only change for the bitches or the riches. I don't think they never would get it, so I forget it. Guess you can blame the weed on my need to exceed. So I just stay calm and roll one up like a sleeve. Reminiscing on them times when I put that crease in my jeans. And I tucked it in my socks so my forces would stay clean. Those was the good old days. So sad that we never going back. But it's okay cause the past just showed me the things I lack. But it's crazy the past and future can interact. This optimist with a mind of his own can get in his zone and preach how we differ from clones. But I prefer to reach cause I'm gifted on songs. A lot of niggas in the streets cause they feeling they grown. But if they knew like I knew they would just take it back home. Cause one of the worst feelings is being alone. I swear my daughter said it'd be that nice and prolonged is rare. I said you must not have heard of the tortoise and hare. Cause I be chilling while these dudes make a fool of themselves. They think that ignorance is funny, that David Chappelle. Oh well, I stick to doing me. And fuck a hook, I keep spitting, you think I'm losing teeth. Recognition from venting, I think I'm soon to see. All off of descriptions of how I'm tuned, see. A real MC is never mentioned in moving keys. Cause what you do to survive is not between you and me. It's between you and God, the man you meet when deceased. Stressing never cease in this life that we live in. But I find out through my speech I can always shine like a prism. It's either teach with a rhythm or live my life in the prison. In the crib at my ceiling, I'm looking up at forgiveness. I guess I'm one of the few that witnessed Jehovah but Christian. Give a fuck about a pillar, just speaking on how I'm feeling. I'm feeling your crown, no, I ain't no dentist. Fuck it, I'm finished.
It's Christy Love. What's going on? It's Monday night on Craze Radio, so you know it's indie night. What you just heard was Bishop, our special guest tonight. The name of that song was Karma, which is off his LP, EP. Let me get that right. The Art of Venting. Like I said, he's our special guest tonight. Before that, we heard some of our regulars on Indie Night, Knox Hill featuring John the Unlimited out of the DMV. And we opened up with Jay Jackson with his rendition of Shook Ones. And, of course, that's on his new Throwjack series where he's, you know, remaking all of the old hip-hop stuff and putting his own little thing to it. So shout out to Detroit and shout out to the DMV. And without further delay, I'm going to say shout out to NC, because, you know, that's where I'm from. And that's where our guest Bishop is hailing from. So let me bring him live right quick. Hey, Bishop.
How you doing? How you doing?
I'm good. I'm even better now that you're on the phone with us.
Mm-hmm.
We just played Karma. How do you make life sound so smooth and mellow and sound so good on the track?
I don't know. I guess I'm just blessed with it, I guess, and lots of years of practice.
It just comes natural, right?
Yeah.
Well, last year, I know you have been waiting on me for a long time.
Oh, yes, I have.
Okay, please forgive me. Good things come to those who wait, though. That's how I like to think about it, you know. Yeah, no, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's go ahead and introduce everybody to you. Like I said, you go by the name of Bishop, and from what I've read, you're originally from Pine Top, North Carolina?
No, from Southern Pines, North Carolina. Southern Pines. I'm originally from Southern Pines, North Carolina. I grew up in Jacksonville, then I moved to Raleigh.
Jacksonville, Florida?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Where is Southern Pines? Because I'm thinking Pine Tops, and I know that's, like, down east somewhere.
Southern Pines is a small city, like, right outside of Fayetteville, like an hour away from Fayetteville, Moore County. Known for, like, Pinehurst, the golf
the
club.
Golf? Okay.
Yeah. Where they had the U.S. Open at a few years ago.
And so you say you left Jacksonville and came back to Raleigh.
Yes, ma'am.
What made you do that?
My dudes kicked me out, basically. I had to come move with my pops because my pops stayed in Raleigh.
Okay.
Basically.
So, do you like to be referred to as an MC or a rapper, a lyricist, or a poet, or what?
I guess an MC is more suitable. I don't like being called a rapper.
Right. I would not
like
have dared call
the name.
You. I wouldn't have dared called you a rapper. I have a thing about rappers and MCs, and, like, you're definitely what I consider an MC. So how did you come up with the name Bishop? Because, we know that's not your government. So how did that all come about?
Bishop been my nickname for a while now. A long time. Back in the day, my grandma, I used to want to be a preacher and stuff, and then that just stemmed to the name Bishop, basically, from my friends calling me that. And I just kept a hold to it. And that
you
always been my
you
nickname.
Wanted to be a preacher?
Yeah.
What age was you thinking about being a preacher?
Young, like 3, 4.
What? So you came up in the church, basically, because I can't.
Yeah, my grandma really deep in the church thing.
Okay.
So, I grew up into that.
And so you just carried that with you into hip hop.
Yeah, carried the nickname. Yeah.
So at
it's
what
always
point?
Been my nickname.
Okay, so you grew up in the church, and was it like a holy church? Because I know they're kind of strict. They're more strict than most of just a Baptist or something like that.
I mean, I didn't really grow up in the church until I was like I would say like 10. That's when I stopped really going to church, but it was a nice Christian, little small Christian church called Wells Tabernacle. The rundown church.
Okay. So they probably had like 25, 30 members.
Yeah, something like that. Holes in the floor and stuff.
So how did you transition from church and wanting to be in the pulpit to hip hop?
My love for music came when I was like 15. Okay. That's when I really started like writing music. And I just kept going with it. And then when I turned like 19, that's when I thought like, hey, let me just do this for real. Because the reactions I'm getting is good reactions, so.
Yeah, I've
might
never
as well
heard.
Keep going.
I've never heard rap quite like this, the way you do it. The first couple of songs I heard from you was like, it was just like a steady flow of words, you know what I'm saying? Like, no hooks, no nothing. And I'm like,
yeah, I'm not really
wow.
big on hooks like that.
Yeah. And why is that?
I don't know. I don't really like hooks, and I feel like that's just mediocre, like. Most people, it's like a filler. I'm with the lyrics. I stick more to substance and lyrics. I'm not really on the filler for my lyrics. I really don't need a hook. Not that I'm saying I don't use hooks, but
right.
I use more lyrics than hooks.
Yeah, I noticed that. I was like, more of his songs are actually without hooks. And then it's like once I came across a song with the hook, I was like, oh, hey, he got a hook. Okay. I've never, like, I'm not really, like, 100% into hip-hop. Like, I really never, I just kind of got into it a little bit, you know, appreciating it for what it is. But just that steady flow is, like, something totally different to me. And I didn't think I was going to like it like that, you know, because I just need a hook, you know what I'm saying? But when I kept listening to your EP, like, over and over, I'm like, oh, my God. It's like, after a while, I didn't even think that, okay, it's not a hook, because I was so deep into the stories of, you know, what you were saying. So
yeah, that's what I aim for.
Who needs a hook when you got life like this?
Yeah, I aim to make people listen to lyrics because majority of fans of this hip hop scene don't listen to lyrics. They just wait for the hook.
They go for a beat and a hook, and bam, there it is. I'm guilty of that.
That's the radio. That's what that radio would do to you.
Exactly.
The mainstream.
So with your style of music, like, are you, you know, kind of like aware that you'll never probably hit like local FM radio, really?
Yeah, I know that. I really don't care about hitting no radios, like no local, like 97.5, nothing like that. I don't really care for that.
So, what's your aim? What's your goal in this whole music thing? What is your statement?
My goal.
Yeah.
Is to just build a solid fan base, some genuine fans, bring my fans with me, bring my fam with me, my crew, SBK, and, you know, hopefully we'll get somewhere from there. I mean, I like taking it one step at a time.
Right.
What I'm on right now is just building my fan base, trying to get a following, get a bunch of people behind me. Some people that like real music, real lyrics. That's hard to do right now.
Yeah, because everybody is so into what's hot right now and all that mess. Can you touch on SPK right quick? Because I know you just mentioned them. And is it like your whole team, your whole music group?
Yeah, SBK is me, Harv Kwando, my producer Buddha SBK. I got like a videographer, Tone. He like the brains of the whole crew. My homie Nico SBK, my little homie Davey, and my homie. We have music side of SBK, and like the my homie Dame is a part of SBK too. Okay. And my homie Sandy. My homie Sandy just got in the incident just a few days ago. He's in the hospital right now.
Oh, wow.
I need everybody to pray for Sandy right now.
Okay.
But other than that, yeah, we just some kids trying to make it, basically. We grew up together. We went to school together.
How important is it to have a strong team like that when you're trying to make a statement in hip-hop?
I mean, it's real important because you got a team is from different aspects, from different ears,
mm-hmm.
different fans. My whole crew can capture the whole, all types of ears. And I feel like that's more important. We get everybody instead of just my fans or Buddha fans or Nico fans. All together, we can get everybody.
Right. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So how do you, I'm pretty sure, I know for a fact you write all of your material, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. No ghostwriters and stuff like that.
No.
How do you, is all of your music strictly based on life and what you've been through or what you're going through?
I mean, I try to write songs about other stuff, but I'm only good at writing what I know, my life, basically. That's why my EP is called The Art of Venting.
Okay, and I was just about to say,
That's all I know. I feel like it's easier for me. It just comes easier, just speaking
mm-hmm.
facts about what
is
I've been through. My first project?
Yeah, is this your first project?
Yeah. I've been rapping for a long time, though, but I just really got serious with it and then really said, F it, let's do it. Dropped it.
So how long did it take, though, from, the point where you said, okay, I want to take this serious, I want to lay some tracks down, we're going to make this an actual project? How long did it take from that point up until when you actually released Art of Venting?
It probably took like a year.
A year, okay.
Probably like a year, yeah. Because a lot of that stuff is old. Like it's from like 2011.
Mm-hmm.
It's stuff that I already had written, but I just kept all my writtens and just kept all that stuff and just put it together. Some of that stuff is new that I wrote over the time. But other than that, I just put it all together.
Okay, well, it's a solid project. I really enjoyed listening to it. And the reason why I asked you that is because, with this whole indie night thing, which is new on Craze Radio, this is like our second indie night, you know. And what I wanted to start doing was kind of like allow other artists, up-and-coming artists, or, you know, the ones that want to try to put out projects, like, I want them to hear from those who have already done it, like, what the process is, you know, and how long it takes and stuff like that. So that's one of the reasons why I ask, because, you know, sometimes people think that it just comes, like, overnight, like, you can just do it in a couple of weeks or a couple of months and it's done. But
I don't like to rush everything. I don't like to rush anything, really.
Yeah. So what is the name? How do you describe your type of hip hop? Because I don't know what to call it. You know how they have different kinds.
I guess reality.
Reality.
It's reality. I guess that's the best thing that fits it, really. I don't know. I'm like, I don't know. That's a good question.
Okay. Well, yeah. When you think about it, let me know. Now I don't like to compare people because I feel like everybody kind of have their own lane. But like, have anybody ever compared you to any other artist or MC?
I hear a lot of stuff, really. I don't like being compared to nobody, really.
Right, I feel you.
I hear old Nas. I hear some dummy on SoundCloud call me Kendrick Lamar reincarnated. I'm like, Kendrick Lamar has to be dead to be reincarnated.
Oh, Jesus.
But I just, I don't really like being... I'd rather somebody say somebody else sound like Bishop than I sound like somebody.
Yeah, I couldn't think of... I was like, he don't sound like anybody else that I've ever heard, which is a really, 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 really good thing. So I think you're creating
your... Yeah, that's
when
a lot of rappers mess up doing that because they try to sound like whoever they listen to.
Yeah.
They start sounding like whoever they listen to. It gets instilled in their brain without them even knowing it because as humans, we learn stuff without even trying to learn stuff.
Hmm.
A lot of rappers do that. That's why a lot of rappers sound like these industry rappers. But that's
right.
All they listen to. Just, you know, I don't really listen to rap like that.
I was about to ask, who do you listen to? Like, what other rappers do you really listen to?
Well, you guys, anybody that know me, I listen to old schools all day. That's all I listen to.
Old school rap or old school?
I mean, I listen to new stuff, like, but I like listening to underground scene other than the mainstream scene. But I listen to old school, like, soul, like Luther Vandross, Patti LaBelle, David Ruffin.
And I get that. I get that from listening to your music, too, because I was like, wait a minute, what he know about this? What he know about this song? I heard Luther, Anita Baker, somebody else, Patti, somebody.
Yeah, that was my homie, AJ, he with the Ill Individuals, shout out to them. He made that beat for me. First time I heard it, I was like, oh, man, I got to use this. It had that Luther on it. I had to use that.
Yes, I'm a sucker for a old soul beat. Oh, my God. Once I hear that,
yeah,
I'm gone.
That's what I try to mix in with my rap. I like the, I don't know, it's just something about old music. It just makes me think more. When I listen to the stuff that's on the radio, it just jams my mind, like I can't think. But when I listen to something smooth and old, I just can think, and it just opens my mind.
Whoa.
There's just too much going on with this new stuff.
The old soul samples, all of the old R&B classics that I've heard on your Art of Venting EP, like, I think they go well with your style of rap. You know what I'm saying? I think it's like a perfect fit. So
glad you think that, because I was hoping that's what I was pushing for. I mean,
I
listen to, though. Like I said about the other people listening to that other, the other music, the mainstream music, that's how I am with old schools. That's all I listen to. So I guess I learned how to fuse relevant with lyrics and relevance with old school. I'm just a smooth guy, I guess. Old soul,
yeah,
I got an old soul.
Well, keep doing that, because it fits well together. It's just like a perfect combination. So, kudos to you for that. Okay, so the Art of Venting, you said, was basically what you lived in. Do you want to touch on, like, some of the... actually, let me, like, go down this list right quick. So, we played Karma in the beginning. What was the whole concept behind that? Other than the obvious.
The beat is from a Kendrick Lamar. It's from a Kendrick Lamar song I heard. And I always loved that beat. And I just felt like that would be a good intro to my EP. And Karma's my daughter's name. So I felt like that would be a perfect name for the intro to my Art of Venting.
Oh, okay. So that's why I spelled with a C instead of a K.
Yeah, that's why I spelled with a C, yeah.
Okay, cool. That's cute. Okay, now, I have a question. Like, you have a song, and let me see if I can bring it up right quick. Malcolm and Martin, but it's like Malcolm.
It's the greater sign.
Greater
or
sign.
The Malcolm.
Yeah. What's that all about?
Oh, that's a track produced by Buddha. When I heard
that's
that from Buddha,
your,
I was like, ooh, I was like, man, I gotta get that beat. And it just felt like some revolutionary type feel. That's
mm-hmm.
that's what I got from it. And I studied Malcolm X, and I feel like my mind is on the same mind space of Malcolm X. I'm not a Muslim or anything like that, but yeah, I just feel like we think the same.
That's his thinking. Well, his
I think the way
thinking.
He thought.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I just basically the song is about how I feel about things. Like I'm more Malcolm than Martin Luther because I'm more of a I'm not gonna say a hostile person, but I'm a strike back person.
Or in your face.
Rather.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's basically what it's about, yeah.
What's your favorite song from our event? If you can choose.
Oh man.
It's hard, right?
I guess I'm going to have to say Malcolm Martin. That's my favorite song because the beat and all that. And what I rapped about and the speech I had in it.
I was listening, I was like, oh my God, this is like from the actual Malcolm speech. So you did that. Kudos. let's see. Another track from our event in Mother. I was kind of confused because it's like when I first started listening to it, I was like, okay, it's a song about his mom. But then I was like, well, no, is it his baby mama? And then I was like,
yeah,
oh, is he talking about his daughter?
Nah, the first verse is about my baby mother.
Okay.
And the second verse is about my mom.
Okay.
That's why I just named Mother.
Let me see if I can. I'm trying to see what beat that sample is from. Is it Isaac Hayes? Oh, you don't know.
I can't think of it right now. It's in my head too.
See, I love that. I'm telling you, and you can ask anybody that know me, if your hip-hop got, like, a soul beat, an old soul beat or something, or some singing into it, oh, my God, you got me. I think it's I want to say Isaac Hayes, though.
I think Marvin Gaye, that's what I'm thinking.
But anyway.
I'll
figure it out later. I'll probably like turn on Fox 107 and hear them playing it. Something like that. But I think that song was pretty dope too. So what is your relationship with your mom now? Because you know you said she kicked you out and everything.
Oh yeah, I'm back down here in Florida right now. That's where I'm currently at right now.
Oh.
Well, mom, we're doing fine.
Okay.
We still have
hey,
our
mom.
Little ups and downs, but we're doing fine.
Right.
I still
okay.
love her no matter what. Yeah.
Is your daughter in Florida too?
Yeah.
Cool.
Daughter's not here.
That's awesome.
Gotta keep her by my side no matter what.
Most definitely. Okay. So how does she feel about your music?
She likes it. Yeah, that's her favorite song right there, The Mother.
Of course.
Of course it's it's about her. That's the only reason. But. And she liked the So Much More, my track So Much More.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she behind me. She behind me on 100%.
That's good. It feels
you just
so
want
good.
Me to get my real life intact, too, while I'm chasing this dream.
That can be hard, though.
Yeah. I'm trying to balance that right now.
Yeah, in the beginning, it's really hard. Trust me, I know. It's really hard, but just keep going, just keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. You got it. Like I'm telling you, there's nobody else out here like you. Nobody else can do this. You know what I'm saying? So please keep going. The song After Mother, I don't know how to pronounce it. Guillotine?
That's like when back in the medieval days, they used to put these people heads in these things, and the sword, like a blade, would come down and cut your head off.
Oh,
guillotine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what I'm saying.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, I know. Like the chopping block kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Oh wow, I just got a history lesson. I didn't pay attention in history or literature, so I'm lost. Okay. And, of course, the last track on Art of Being is To Be Continued. So what do we have to look forward to after Art of Being? And, like, I know you just released this, so it's going to take some time, you know, for this to saturate. But do you already have plans for what's next?
I need one more track. I'm waiting for a track from Buddha, but I don't know how long that's going to take. So, I mean, I'm finished with my Art Event 1.5. That's what I'm dropping next. I'm finished with it right now.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. It's another EP. All I'm dropping is EPs, 7-track EPs. I'm
what's
not trying to oversaturate.
What's the difference in an EP and an LP?
It's an album, and LP is a long play. EP is extended play. It's basically just like a teaser. 7-track. And it's 7 people in SBK. And I dropped my mixtape, Art of Venting, on July 7th at 7
o'clock. Oh, wow. 7-7.
Yeah.
That's your lucky number?
Yeah. Yeah. That's all about my lucky number. Yeah.
Okay, so when can we look forward to 1.5?
Here. Sometime after, I'll probably drop it the day after Christmas or around that time.
This year?
I'm waiting for, huh?
This year?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'm waiting for my homies
to drop. My homie Harvard drop on Halloween. SBK. He dropped Green Villain in Halloween, and my homie Nico dropping, I think around Christmas. He's dropping Make Music. His mixtape. So I'm just waiting for them to drop, and then we can start our takeover.
Oh my goodness. December.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're going to be one of those people that had like 10 mixtapes, 10 10 albums out in 1 year.
Nah.
Give us time to enjoy the whole greatness. But such a great project you have. Art of Benton is quite awesome. So how did you, and I meant to ask you this earlier about the whole Cypher thing, because you were part of the NC State Cypher too, right?
Yeah, I wasn't a part of it, but I used to go out there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, shout out to everybody that go out to the Cypher. That's just love for me. Like, when I found out that there was a Cypher and some, like, that's like hip-hop in its purest form right there.
Yeah.
And I'm in love with the Cypher.
Okay.
That's one thing about Raleigh I'm a miss. That I do miss. Cypher every Monday.
So they don't have any, have you discovered any type of cyphers down in Florida?
Down here is a whole different scene.
Ah, okay.
It's kind of harder for me down here because it's more, it's the South. It's not, they don't really, you know, it's a few people down here that really focus on lyrics and substance, but down here, you know how I go down here in the South.
Bass in the trunk.
Yeah, Bootsy Webby, you know.
Yeah, I got you. I feel you. Well, make
that's
sure
my
you just, like, infiltrate that whole Florida system. Let them know that you down there. Let them know who you are and what it's all about. Really.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying right now. That's what I'm trying to do.
Okay. So are you, have you created any visuals, any videos for any of these tracks from Art of Venting?
I'm not on the visuals like that. I don't really care about visuals and MHR or anything like that.
You
I really
just
focus on the music.
And listen
yeah.
to it.
I'm not going to sit here and say that I'm not going to have a visual, but focus on that until the
okay.
time comes, really. I'm not really focused on that. I'm just focused on putting this music out and building my fan base.
One step at a time.
Yeah.
It would be really interesting to see some visuals to these songs, though. So I want to put in a request that you at least make one video for something off of Art of Venting before 1.5 get here, okay?
All right. I mean, I thought about it. I thought about a few concepts for those songs, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not really into that.
You got
I don't like doing
for
one
the,
thing I don't
do
like
for the
doing.
Fans.
I don't like doing everything that everybody else is doing. I don't like dropping videos and doing all that type of stuff. I'm just
well, you don't have to drop a video for all 7-8 songs. Just give me
I'm
one.
I'm already
video.
A rapper. Everybody else in the world is a rapper. I feel like that's enough.
No, but listen, the lyrical content of Art of Venting, like we need at least one. Okay. Get your crew. SPK, and y'all give me a video, okay?
I got
yep.
you.
Okay.
I got
you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Okay, so let me, not going to hold you much longer. What do you want the people to know about you? Any of that good stuff you want to get out, you know?
Just listen to my music, listen to my crew music, follow the movement I got going on, what we got going on. That's that New South movement. That's what everybody, that's what all the locals in Raleigh, I'm trying to bring all these locals together so we can take over. Shout out to Astro, shout out to Eastside, shout out to Doc Music Group, shout out to Kizzy Crew, shout out to the crew, shout out to Hardy Boys, shout out to Casino Crisis, the main event, shout out to C. Nasser. If I forgot you, please forgive me, but yeah, basically shout out to everybody.
Okay, and are you, I know you said you don't want to be like other rappers, but are you at least like performing in little, you know, like venues and showcases and things of that nature?
Well, yeah, I just had a show last month. It was
okay.
down here. It was to open up for the Jet Life tour that came down here to Jacksonville. But unfortunately, I couldn't do it. But yeah, I'm looking for shows and venues right now. That's what I'm working on right now. I'm trying to come up to Raleigh and do something in Raleigh. Coming
oh
up.
Yeah.
Probably like the end of this year or the beginning of next year. But yeah, I'm just focused on venues down here too, mainly trying to build my fan base down here.
Okay, so how does one contact you if they want to add you to their show or showcase?
You can email me at Tupac and Juice. That's TUPACINJUICE at gmail.com. You can reach me on Twitter at 919-Bishop-904. Yeah, that's basically it.
Well,
SoundCloud is Tupac and Juice. My Facebook is Bishop Morrison. That's my last name. I don't really have like a fan page on Facebook.
Okay.
But we do have a SBK page on Facebook that you can check out.
And that's SBK.
Yeah. I think it's the real SBK or SBK, one of those. Oh, no, I forgot.
Okay.
It's SBK.
Yeah, just shoot me all that information and I'll put it in info block for everybody to click on the links and check it out. Now, post it on Media Craze for everybody to see. I appreciate you for taking time out talking with me on Craze Radio.
No problem. I enjoy you.
And I enjoy the music even more. Make sure y'all check out Art of Venting on Bandcamp and SoundCloud. And
yep.
Just keep going. Get that video out for me.
I got you.
No pressure. But I'm going to play one more of your songs. And what was your favorite? You said So Much More?
Yeah.
That's your favorite?
Nah, my favorite is Malcolm Martin.
Okay.
Play that on the radio.
Okay, I'm going to do that. And, so we're going to be playing a lot more of Bishop on Craze Radio, Trust and Believe. Look out for that on What's Hot Wednesday as well. So we're going to say goodbye to Bishop with Malcolm and Martin from Art of Benton. Stay tuned for more on Craze Radio.
Mine is more Malcolm than Martin. My lyrics might need a pardon from Mr. Obama. We the people can change the times that we're living a part of. I do my part by speaking through rhymes that deliver the product. Homegrown terrorists cause a carnage. They want to brainwash us and keep us at common knowledge. Social media just a reason so they can watch us. But before I tarnish, there's some things I must accomplish while holding on to my conscience. Watch out for patrol and hold on my comments and duck the nonsense. There's skeletons in my closet. I'm far from perfect. Just like the next person, just being honest. See, modesty ain't the key for the profit. So should I stop it and continue to live my life at the bottom? I strap a bomb to my chest like Islamics. Walk in the Federal Reserve and just get it popping. Revolution ain't televised on that screen that you watching. So open your mind, it's the days of our lives. To the top of my climb while leaving these haters deprived. See the closest despise, believe me, I'm faintly surprised. Take a look in my eyes and see all the pain I survived. Too real for the industry, pray these labels decline. Vivid pictures of images from the state of my mind. Everybody can rap, but musically are you inclined? See, I pray for the weak, you pray while I'm reaching my prime. You think as you reek of deceit, I've been taking a peep at your kind. Straighten your spine before you define me. Find me connected to mics like an IV. I change the world when society gets inside of me. You want the touch of Midas, I turn you MCs to amputees. Take your fantasy, make a sandwich, then have a feast and shit on your dreams. So I guess I'm on Malcolm than Martin King.
America today finds herself in a unique situation. Historically, revolutions are bloody. Oh yes, they are. They have never had a bloodless revolution. Or a non-violent revolution. That don't happen even in Hollywood. You don't have a revolution in which you love your enemy. And you don't have a revolution in which you are begging the system of exploitation to integrate you into it. Revolutions overturn systems. Revolutions destroy systems. A revolution is bloody. But America is in a unique position. She's the only country in history in a position actually to become involved in a bloodless revolution. The Russian Revolution was bloody. Chinese Revolution was bloody. French Revolution was bloody. Cuban Revolution was bloody. And there was nothing more bloody than the American Revolution. But today, this country can become involved in a revolution that won't take bloodshed. All she's got to do is give the black man in this country everything that's due it. Everything. I hope that the white man can see this. Because if you don't see it, you're finished. If you don't see it, you're going to be coming.
atomic bomb. When two or three different countries have atomic bombs, nobody can use it. So it means that the white man today is without a weapon. If you're gonna, if you want some action, you gotta come on down to earth. And there's more black people on earth than there are white people.
Love, and that was another track from Bishop off of his Art of Venting EP. That's available on Bandcamp for download, and you can listen to it on SoundCloud, of course. Malcolm Martin. And make sure you go and check out his music. Like, it's something special, really. Dope lyrics, all of that good stuff. So major shout out to Bishop for coming through and talking with us. If you're just tuning in, this is Indie Night, where we want to showcase all of the independent artists, underground, unsigned, newly signed, you know, anybody that's trying to get their music heard, trying to get their music out, this is the night for you. Like I said, you can submit your music to crazeradio@ymail.com, and that's craze with a K. And thanks for everybody that submitted music for Indie Night, excuse me, on Craze Radio. We have more music coming up from some independent artists. Let me see if you recognize any of these names. We have Just Chris coming up. We have Scholar. He got a new one out. Trayvon, Young Trouble, Illiteracy, Exandre, Chose. Mac, of course, like, we got all the good stuff coming. So I'm going to actually go to the lines right now. And we have Just Chris on the line. Hey, you're live with Christy Love.
Hey, how you doing, Christy Love? You sound so beautiful.
Oh, thank you so much.
You got a beautiful voice.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Now you got me blushing over here. But thank you so much.
I know
much.
You got me feeling some type of way, too. You know?
Uh-oh, it's like... make you feel some type of way. Welcome to Craze Radio. How are you?
I am fine. I'm glad to be on Craze Radio.
Anytime. So this is Indie Night. We got your track that we're going to play. I heard you got all the girls twerking and all that good stuff. What's up with that?
You know, they having fun being themselves. You know, everybody
yeah.
likes to dance. So, and you know, twerking right now is turning into like this epidemic. So, it's a
right. That's
thing
the thing
right
to
now.
Do right now. So,
yeah,
this song fits perfect. So, real brief, because you know, we got other songs to play. But like I said, I'm so glad you called in. You know, as we debut your new song on Craze Radio. So right quick, just give everybody a brief little background on you right quick.
I used to go by artist formerly known as White Boy. Now I'm just Chris. My past work, I work with Kanye West. I work with John Legend. I work with Twister, Cat Williams, a few other major names throughout my career. And right now it's a whole new movement. You know, I'm more of a man now. I'm not a white boy anymore, you know what I'm saying? So
oh.
I'm grown, hey. And I got a new company I'm working with, my new label, LKG Management. They've been doing a lot of work for me and keeping me level-headed, keeping me in the gym, keeping me focused, and working on a lot of things right now. I just landed a song I did with Rick Ross. I was on featured on a song, so... I'm just grinding and working and, you know, got tours coming up and, you know, it's an average music thing right now.
Okay, that was a lie. Good Lord. Jesus.
You know, you gotta keep, you gotta stay working. Gotta stay working.
Yes, that's right. You gotta be one up on them. So, seems like you are well on your way. So, right quick, go ahead and give out your Twitter or, you know, any way that the fans can reach you. New fans.
You can definitely reach me on Twitter at justchris6. My Instagram, I actually got two Instagrams. My first Instagram is justchriscuties. So for all the cuties out there that want to post a cute picture or follow me, definitely follow me at justchriscuties. Personal page is Team Just Chris Instagram page.
Okay, I was about to say, well, how you got two Instagrams, though? Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So go ahead and introduce your song. I am so, well, this is not the full song. This is actually just a snippet, but it's long enough for everybody to hear it, and it is available on iTunes, and I will post the link later on tonight, the iTunes link, so everybody can go and purchase it, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
And, and I'll give you all of Just Chris contact, social media, and all that good stuff. So go ahead and introduce this song for everybody.
This is my new single. It's called Watch How She Gonna Twerk It by Just Chris, produced by Ronnie Boy, a producer signed to the label. And here it is. Check it out. It's on iTunes. It's a banger, the beat hot. It's like the perfect twerk song.
Yes,
so
it is.
Tell me what you think.
So here we go, hashtag twerk it. Keep it moving, and I'm feeling like I want to, let me see, after that twerk song, let's see, let's play some Young Trouble. This is Independence Bay by Young Trouble, and you can follow him on Twitter at Trouble516. Let me make sure I got that right. Trouble516 on Twitter, and he actually has made a song title Major that he's currently pushing, and you can go and check that out. Like I said, go follow him, and you can get his SoundCloud and all that extra stuff. But this is Independence Bay, one that I happen to like really, really well. So check it out. This is Young Trouble on Craze Radio.
She just like the way I do me. Super bad chick, she ain't nothing like them groupies. Independent woman with a whole lot of money. Just because I'm hood, bitch, she don't need a thing from me. I ain't got the vibe, she just like the way I do me. Super bad chick, she ain't nothing like them groupies. Independent woman with a whole lot of money. Just because I'm hood, bitch, she don't need a thing from me. Got her own 9 to 5, she ain't worried about my grind. Type of chick that hit the scene and catch everybody eye. Just because my money right, she think I live a better life. Like opportunity is knocking at my door every night. I'm the type to make a woman quit her husband every night. Fulfilling fantasies is what I'm really known to be about. A bank account, let me know, she don't need a handout. I call her Independence Bay like holiday, she stand out. Got her own car house, she don't need a man for nothing. But the way I put it on her, got her blowing up my number. He called her all the phone, but I was there for the recovery. A championship team is what she I ain't got the vibe, she just like the way I do me. Super bad chick, she ain't nothing like them groupies. Independent woman with a whole lot of money. Just because I'm hood rich, she don't need a thing from me. I ain't got the vibe, she just like the way I do me. Super bad chick, she ain't nothing like them groupies. Independent woman with a whole lot of money. Just because I'm hood rich, she don't need a thing from me. You know I got it. My pockets tell her I am all about it. It's the power of the dollar that control my swimming hobbies. I'm living with no limits, looking for Miss Independence. She been cheated on before, so her trust went out the window. She rather run game on them lanes like Nintendo. Until she met me, as I pulled up in the window, super fast, she could turn the Christian to a sinner. Caught up in the chain gang, but she deaf for a nigga. Them other girls would've left and found another nigga. But she's so independent, she be at my every visit. Every time I was released, she was there to come and get me, give her own holiday. Call her Mrs. Independent. I ain't got the vibe, she just like the way I do me. Super bad chick, she ain't nothing like them groupies. Independent woman with a whole lot of money. Just because I'm hood rich, she don't need a thing from me. I ain't got the vibe, she just like the way I do me. Super bad chick, she ain't nothing like them groupies. Independent woman with a whole lot of money. Just because I'm hood rich, she don't need a thing from me. Like a model, when she walks, everybody eyes follow. Handbag Prada, just an all-around stallion. Type of chick that you would taste on vacation to an island. She got her own money, she just need a provider. She heard about the kid, fresh to death in my attire. Took her to the crib and had her singing like a choir. Told a friend about it, now her friend won't recite him. It's something about the bait, they got the fishes all biting. My money talk for me, I got the broke niggas quiet. The way I live life, most people would call it priceless. I ain't got the ride, love, she don't really want shit. She know I got other women and she don't want no conflict. I ain't got the vibe, she just like the way I do me. Super bad chick, she ain't nothing like them groupies. Independent woman with a whole lot of money. Just because I'm hood rich, she don't need a thing from me. I ain't got the vibe, she just like the way I do me. Super bad chick, she ain't nothing like them groupies. Independent woman with a whole lot of money. Just because I'm hood rich, she don't need a thing from me.
On your last, yo, peace. And your bank account went from obese to too thin to be healthy. The bassinet playing twinkle twinkle away. The shoes you said couldn't be filled to place. We entertained ya, the game bathed ya in eight. Birthed and changed ya with the shoulders of soldiers and hands of shape. But daddy put his foot down this time. And it keeps getting more outlandish and that's all I can take. Came to terms with the fact that the radio's a broken garbage disposal. Moving trash in the opposite it's supposed to. So I'm going postal without the firearm. My blood is the ink, the message within until opposed violence shows me the sidewalk to write it on. And I'm taking that dirt nap deep inside the lawn. But the Lord is my shepherd and y'all are counting sheep. No bedtime story, brick to the dome, that's how I rock them to sleep. Yes,
lullaby dreams for those out in the sea. You lost your mind, so I rock them to sleep. Lullaby dreams for those sitting on the sideline hating what they see, rock them to sleep. Lullaby dreams for those that rap about shit they don't got to sleep, rock them to sleep. Lullaby dreams for who you are,
let's go, baby.
If you want to rest in peace, lullaby dreams.
Now I lay me down to sleep, metronome caress the beat. Headphones project what seems a lullaby to sky. Cause he keep the game in check like Nike. So it's likely that you might be in heaven to turn vampire and try to bite me. So please, the boy's official. Words too fizzle, put you sleeping and trying to get paper like Scott tissue. Mental and instrumental. That what you've been through, fabrications is a sedative. You sleeping on your pencil, posing on your rental system. Bumping latest singles, hate them, shoot them when you see them. Are you serious? Please, that's for one to check and let me check. Am I correct? You pushing drugs on the mic, but in life, a peon at a desk. Take your ass to bed. I'm that monster on that track that causes insomnia and nightmares in your head. It's the definition, not to be confused with deception. The cool that terrifies and leaves you whiter than lie at you.
Hey, y'all, it's Christy Love, and you just heard from Illiteracy, and the name of that song was Rock 'em to Sleep. Go and follow him on Twitter, and he's at Illiteracy. Like, do y'all know how to spell that, though? It's, hold on. It's Illiteracy. I hope I got that right. But, yeah, check him out and his whole movement. They make beats, all that good stuff. Made beats for, like, Lloyd Banks, Raekwon, Fred the Godson, you know, people like that. So check them out. Tell them I said what's up. It's Indie Night on Craze Radio. For all artists, producers, management, small businesses, website, if you have events, you can sponsor episodes of Craze Radio. Like I said, you can submit your music for us to play. We don't charge you to do that. You know what I'm saying? But we have very inexpensive sponsor packages, you know, if you want to get your brand out, you know, past the Twitter name, you know, more in detail for you can sponsor like half of the show, the whole show, or whatever. We have packages starting at $5. Like, where they do that at? And even if you're just like an average person, we have packages for you too, okay? You know, like if you want to get a shout out and stuff like that, you know, we'll promote you for a little while. Check us out on mediacraze.me, and that's craze with a K, .me, and click on the sponsor banner, and you can get all of the details there. It's secure payment through PayPal, so, you know, it's something to give you a little bit more notoriety, so to speak. So thank you for joining me tonight. Let me go to the call lines right quick. I can't see who this is, so let me just go to the call lines. You're live with Christy Love. Who am I speaking with?
Oh, yeah, you're speaking to Young Trouble, baby.
Hey, what's happening?
How you doing?
I'm good. I just played this song. You're a little late.
No, I definitely was listening.
You know what? You're right. I clicked back on the studio. I was like, oh, somebody's waiting. So
yeah,
that was my fault.
No problem at all. I appreciate it, too. Much love.
But I did. I think I gave your, I think I messed up your Twitter name, though. So give everybody your correct Twitter.
Yeah, I'm at Twitter, Trouble561. You know, I'm out of West Palm Beach, Florida, doing my thing. Mixtape coming soon, Celebrity Lifestyle Before the Deal. You already know what time it is.
Do you have a date on that or just like soon?
Coming soon. I got a video I just shot, so it should be out in the next 2 weeks.
The next 2 weeks?
Yeah, for the song Major.
Okay.
Got a new single out entitled Major. So.
Great. Okay, so we're going to have to get that on too. But I was really, really, really feeling Independence Bay. I was like, I got to play that song for all my independent girls.
Oh, you like that one? You definitely got coming up. My next single is going to be Fascinated. It's entitled Fascinated. I just put the finishing touches on that right now. I'm just waiting for clearance.
Okay, so Fascinated is after Major.
Most definitely.
Okay.
For the most anticipated mixtape to hit the streets, you know, Celebrity Lifestyle.
Oh, wow.
Before the deal.
Okay, well, I already know y'all going to keep me up to date on that.
Most definitely.
Y'all be having my inbox on steroids, though.
You got to, you know. Got to show
which
love.
Is a good...
Just like y'all showing love.
Definitely. Okay, so I am so glad you called in. We might have to play your song again. Just because. Oh, we, you know what? Since you're on the line, I'm going to go ahead and drop that other one because I play Independence Bay. So let me go ahead and... Oh, man, I can't do it. I didn't upload it. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
No problem at all. No problem at all. No, you could just
but
play that Independence
in,
Girl a little
like,
later from you, if anything, you know.
Yeah, I'll play it Wednesday night. That's what I do. For What's Hot Wednesday, we're going to play Young Troubles Major so everybody can hear that.
Most
so,
definitely.
Big
definitely
shout out
appreciate
to you for
the
in.
Love from Craze Radio, you know. Got a
thank
lot
you.
Of love for y'all, man. Y'all make sure y'all tune in.
Thank you, boo.
All right, sweetie.
Okay. So, yeah, that was Young Trouble calling in. We played his song Independence Bay for everybody. So I'm definitely loving this indie night. Like, major support from the artists. And that's what it's all about. That's what we take pride in doing. So let me go back to the phone lines and see who we have waiting now. You're live with Christy Love.
What's up, Miss Christy Love? It's Scholar.
Hey, Scholar. Oh, I just got butterflies. How are
what's
you doing? I'm
doing great. I'm doing great. How you doing?
I'm doing greater now that you're on the phone.
Thank you.
Let me tell you, I've been listening to your song all day.
Where have you?
I have. Let me bring everybody up to speed a little bit. Scholar is no stranger to Craze Radio. One of our favorite hip-hop MCs out of Washington, D.C., Fame, a.k.a. Famous Hip Hop. That was the first time I ever heard Scholar's voice on The Glory, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, ooh, this is something special right here. So, yeah, I when I heard the rest of your music, I was like, this is so soulful. Like, I love it. And I just want to give, like, big kudos to you because you can, like, rap and sing and you transition into it well.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Yeah. So what else has been going on with you, Scholar?
It's been a little busy on my end, but I like it that way. I've been doing a lot of placement writing, songwriting for a few different artists, and then I'm also wrapping up the new album, OG Cool, so that's been occupying most of the time.
Okay. And so Peace, that's going to be on the OG Cool, right?
It's an indication of what to expect from OG Cool. I'm not sure whether or not I'm going to put it on the project yet, but it's definitely a strong indication of what people can expect when they hit a new project.
Okay. Cool. And you're doing radio now too, right?
I am. We're on episode 9 of our show. So we started a Saturday night gig every from 8 to 9 every Saturday called the Saturday Mashup. So it's here in D.C. We get to just discuss culture, music, the whole, pretty much, you know what I mean, trying to take a note from what you guys are doing over there at Craze Radio. So definitely a fun gig, fun situation.
I definitely checked you out a couple of times. Yeah, congratulations on that. Do you have like a link or how can everybody hear that show?
Yeah, it's Listen Vision Live, spelled exactly the way it sounds. ListenVisionLive.com every Saturday from 8 to 9. You can also follow the Twitter page. It's the DMV. ITSTHEDMV or Karma Life with two E's. Or just my page, Scholla 313, SCOLLA 313. And we post up the link during the week, and then we definitely post it up on Saturday. So everybody can listen live.
Well, I surely appreciate you calling in and gracing Craze Radio with your voice and giving me the butterflies and all that good stuff.
Thank you for having me. I definitely appreciate the support of the show, man. It's nothing but love.
Okay, so go ahead and give out you just gave out your Twitter. So go ahead and introduce this brand-new song for everybody on Craze Radio.
Well, everybody tuned in to Craze Radio. It's your man, Scholla Detroit Song. Appreciate y'all listening in, and this is my new single, Peace, possibly off OG Cool, produced by the homie Tuscan.
I'm going to cross my fingers. I want it to be on there.
I hope so, too. I think it'll be on there, though. I got a little surprise for everybody. So.
Ooh, okay. Well, all right, y'all. You just heard it. Here is Scholla in Peace.
I bet I did, I pray, I shoot at my fucking demons. Keep hate up off my radar, keep love up as my defense. I smoke my herb every day, I love my woman long. Intimate all that we make, she like my favorite song. Run it back for me, DJ. I know you hate requests, but just this track for me, DJ. Let's keep shit real, it don't blow my chill. Cause ain't nothing like getting humped on hump day. You figured it?
Yeah, I'm clean like church on Sunday. Feeling good like good night on a Monday. When they don't play fake, cause it's all gunplay. I gotta keep my peace, cause I'm tryna keep my cheese. So even when I'm in my state, I got a different state of being. On my mind, I'ma shake the world. I'ma move them all and I'ma dance. My Jackson dance to the moon and more. Man, I can do bad all by myself. I don't need no help, so you can miss me with the bullshit, my baby.
Yeah, yeah. Back in the days when I was younger. Back in the days when I was younger, I ain't never worried in the world. Can it be like that once more? Whoa, 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 whoa.
Give me peace, love. Give me peace.
Yeah, yeah.
Give me peace, love. Yeah.
The nigga hungry, fuck American pie. I want peace of mind, want the world for my family. I want it all, and I wanna travel the world and make you my family. I be that drug in your veins, I be that buzz in your brain, I be that numb in your pain. It's clarity through the rain. No, there's no hope in destruction. I know you looking for change. I know you think that you dying's the only way to escape. I know somebody loves you, when you don't love yourself. Do you know you worth it? Well, if you don't, then know I love you. I got my inspiration from you. Thank you, yeah. Back in the days when I was younger. Back in the days when I was younger, I ain't never worried in the world. Can it be like that once more? Whoa, 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 whoa.
Give me peace, love. Give me peace.
Describe me as a different God.
Basically, I just tell you because I said beautiful. I said the first thing in my life, God gave me a life, gave me a chance to be on earth to see all the beauty of His creature. And I said the second thing is my kids, my husband, my mother, my father, the people that I love, God put around, all around you. Basically, you are a gift of God. You're my son. You understand?
Trying to live. Trying to make a great image. Capture this picture. Yeah. Figure this image. I play about to make history. Somebody get this right here and hope feel for me. Cause we gone. Trying to make more money than the miles on a car mileage. Why everyone I tell that to looking like he wildin'? Can a nigga think better than the moves you make? If they hesitate, they answer that, and them dudes too fake. So leave the presence of them niggas like the room ain't safe. And if they askin' why you leaving, say I'm too awake. Nigga, I was born in a shoe house. I guess I got the ace of spades, you know, a full house. But you won't find me in the mix of all these poppin' caves out here in heartbreaks. Ain't it a waste? Cause I've been changing meal on my plate. A whole new menu, a whole new everything. This next move might take me to the moon and stars. While I'm at it, might as well buy me a brand new house, new shoes and cars. Or that wedding ring my father couldn't buy for my mom's. For 20 years now, and finally getting married tomorrow. But just another story of a young rapper with a high school class full of young bastards who only knew him by the name of Young Casper, who was already spiritual, lyrical, but nobody ever really knew him though. Until a challenger set him up for a battle zone funeral, then all of a sudden everybody knew him though. Since then he's been making ill real music, bro. And guess who always been the first to click play on his music, bro? That same killer at the funeral. Clipping class like the usual, instead of trouble, she got props from the school principal. What an embarrassment. He later went home that day and got fed comparisons. His own mother would probably even laugh at him, only if she wasn't so focused on straight bogus, telling him his future looking more like bad magic. Hocus pocus. Now he out here looking like Houdini. So she spent all day inside and finally saw him on TV. Look now, her son's so dreamy. Hardly speaking the house on the booth, he speaks freely and control everything like his dreams be. Watch your mouth when you talking about me, mama. Do you read me?
Yes.
Yes, right, respect me. I mean no disrespect, see, but I'm God's gift. So properly address me or you just might miss me this Christmas. Thank God in 92 I was addressed on your wish list, or I wouldn't be here to tell this message. I'm God's gift. I'm God's gift. I'm God's gift. I'm God's gift. I'm God's gift, I'm God's gift, I'm God's gift. I'm trying to live, trying to make a great image, yeah. Capture this picture, figure this image, yeah. My play about to make history. Can somebody get this right here on film for me? Cause we gone.
Hey y'all, it's Christy Love. That was Kid X Andre with God's Gift. Major shout out to him. I love it. Make sure you go and check him out on Twitter at I am Kid X Andre. And let me spell that for you. It's, of course, I am, and then it's Kid, K-I-D, X-A-N-D-R-E, Kid X Andre. Be on the lookout for him. And he actually has his own Blog Talk radio station, We Live Radio, We with three E's. So make sure y'all go and check him out and what they have going on over there. So major shout out to X Andre. Hope to be hearing a lot more from him in the future. And, of course, before that, we played Scala, his new single, Peace, and we're praying that it's going to be on a new project, okay? Fingers crossed. Moving right along, Indie Night. There's this little guy. He's, like, 16 years old. His name is Trayvon. And he's, like, already singing about love. Like, what you know about that? Nothing. But this is actually one of his songs off of his new Dreams project, and this is called Love Once Again. So check it out. This is Trayvon on Craze Radio.
I used to say that true love wouldn't exist for me.
love you. Although they say love comes and goes, I know the way real love goes. Come to tear you down. Never had a reason to make your heart feel bound. Let it show you worth. Take away the hurt and the pain. Have you had a moment? The very emotion that made you down. Never had a reason to make your heart feel bound. Let it show you worth. Take away the hurt and the pain. Have you had a moment? The very emotion that it made. And I know sometimes it doesn't seem worth it. Baby, I'm gonna promise you that I'll be here for you. Yeah, 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 yeah.
I was talking about what he know about love at 16 years old. That was Trayvon and Love Once Again. Go and follow him on Twitter at Trayvon's Music, TrevonsMusic. I'm actually going to play another track by Trayvon just because I'm so young and doing it. And this is called Rock With Me, so keep it live on Crazy Radio.
Now, girl, I see you across
But I burn plenty reefer and smoke on a track. Make good sense, cause I'm a leader. Surfing perfect on this perk mixed up with sour diesel. Killing time with all these rhymes, I be highly illegal. Get it? Highly illegal. I take time on the easel. Green crack, I be spitting with PG people. Have to be from the jack to get that. About to take it back to dudes because that is my shack. EP put me on, no. Surf's up to your bro. And I can't say no more because my shawty about to roll.
I'm just smoking. Bombay like it's straight out of Oakland. Don't ask cause I don't know what a dope is. Yeah, I'm lying, but just know that it's roasted. And I'm posted, I'm just smoking. Bombay like it's straight out of Oakland. Don't ask cause I don't know what a dope is. Yeah, I'm lying, but just know that it's roasted. And I'm posted, I'm just smoking.
How you doing? I'm doing high too. Somewhere up there, flying right by you. By a stealth bomber fleet just defines my crew. Stop the chunk the deuces like bye-bye crew. Underground, I still need to chief up. I'm out to get the currency, a whiz like Khalifa. How fly is this guy with his jersey above the bleachers? Now I just smoke and you gotta pay for this feature. I'm a stone cold artist, I could spit the Mona Lisa. I be writing scriptures, I could 316 ya. The number one stunner, twisting up some marijuana. Just wanna try all the strands, making bands that's 300.
I'm just smoking, Bombay like it's straight out of Oakland. Don't ask cause I don't know where the dope is. Yeah, I'm lying, but just know that it's roasted. And I'm posted, I'm just smoking. Bombay like it's straight out of Oakland. Don't ask cause I don't know where the dope is. Yeah, I'm lying, but just know that it's roasted. And I'm posted, I'm just smoking. Bombay like it's straight out of Oakland. Don't ask cause I don't know where the dope is. Yeah, I'm lying, but just know that it's roasted. And I'm posted, I'm just smoking. Bombay like it's straight out of Oakland. Don't ask cause I don't know where the dope is. Yeah, I'm lying, but just know that it's roasted. And I'm posted, I'm just smoking.
I'm just smoking. All right, y'all, that was Chose Mac featuring DJ YRS Jersey. The name of that was Smoke Break. Make sure you go and follow them on Twitter. They have, like, so much music that they are putting out. And Chose Mac on Twitter is CHOX_MAK910, representing North Carolina. Throw your hands up. Take your shirt off, twist it around your head, spin it like a helicopter, all that good stuff. And, of course, DJ, I am DJ YRSJERZY on Twitter. So shout out to them. I want to thank all of the artists who submitted their music to crazeradio@ymail.com, craze with a K. For Indie Night, we do appreciate you. I want to thank everybody that called in. Like, support means so much, you know. Chose Mac, X-Andre, Kid X-Andre, Illiteracy, Young Trouble, Scala, Trayvon, Just Chris, of course, at the top of the hour, Bishop out of NC, who is currently in Florida. But the show's not over. We're going to keep on going with our independent artists that we love so much on Craze Radio. And we just spoke with Scala earlier when we played his song Peace. And I just want to give everybody, like, a flashback of when we first heard Scala on Craze Radio. So this is Famous Hip Hop featuring Scala from Fame's Too Busy Dreaming project. And this is called The Glory on Craze Radio.
Yeah. These are the nights that you remember forever. These are the feelings you want to last forever. Share them with your niggas that you can laugh with and cry together. Raise your glass, get fly, live your life and then fly together. These are the times the shorty live for. If she die for you, then give her everything to live for. These are the times that I prepared for. Late night, early mornings, all so I can stay on course. To turn my dreams into reality. Yeah, I say of course. To turn my dreams into reality. I say of course.
Hey, I don't do this for the glory. Cause everybody got a story. So my building is 20 stories. I'ma tell my story. Hey, I don't do this for the glory. Cause everybody got a story. So my building's a 100 stories. Shit, I'ma tell my story.
Celebrating early, that shot I took ain't supposed to miss. Fourth quarter, I promise I'm on some Kobe shit. Shy brothers grab that girl, approach her quick. Let her know she's everything you want and more. Her eyes telling the story and her body telling a million more. Open the door, sometimes opportunity comes but once around. Don't let that be the day that you decide to gun it down. The thought of her in that moment, it all goes run around. Inside your head until the sun is down. The sweet taste, the victory, the allure of the mystery. Make your tomorrow's today to your yesterday's a history.
Hey, I don't do this for the glory. Cause everybody got a story. So my building is 20 stories. I'ma tell my story. I don't do this for the glory. Cause everybody got a story. So my building's 100 stories.
Blue skies to look up in the sea forever. Long lines, they used to just feel like forever. 21 girls and forever 21. All getting in together thinking, man, I need my shit together. Bitches be so quick to doubt a nigga. These bitches be so quick to down a nigga. Then you come back in that bubble when they all looking lost, wishing they had found a nigga. Use every little situation as your motivation. Give me your motive and I see the life before they take it. And they don't give you shit. Either you making or they taking, or you winning or you losing. Make a date with success, tell that bitch you choose.
Hey, I don't do this for the glory. Cause everybody got a story. So my building is 20 stories. I'ma tell my story. I don't do this for the glory. Cause everybody got a story. So my building's 100 stories.
Yeah, I was damaged. Sister Mary Clarence was in the habit of having baggage I never managed. I knew a bandage could never salvage the carrots that was falling off. Diamond in the rough, see the going was going tough. Least something was going up. I never had much, just some so and such. And having feelings was a bad plus. For handcuffed the darker days, I was 50 shades of gray. Tone 50 worth of weight upon my shoulder blades. Then rage hit me, it was ugly, it was gritty. Had seen me feeling pretty like Suge Titties. I felt filthy, but far from being rich. I barely even had a grip. I had to give up my hip to having slips that would only have me built. There had no bricks being thrown my way. So any bricks being pitched was the stones that I laid. I'll only step to become Sanye. And like bass, foundation for the songs I make. As they say, I was
kinda hope.
I was
was kinda hope. I was kinda hope. I'm just really had me bound, had to use it as a motive to get up from down, and when that struggle makes it back around, got peace of mind cause I finally got my mental sound. See, I'm just good, from the moment I understood I should not let a coulda would be flowing in my influence, knew it wasn't likelihood. Now I'm assured it's by design, like blue lines to always and forever climb, and be inclined to be the paradigm for triumph, growing down to a sign, stopping David and Goliath, been the plane of venom trial. So should a time come for me to have doubts, I'm looking at my past routes, knowing I always took the path proud. Pride never had drops, just probably why the rain pours, rather open doors than my floorboards, proving that my good gotta grow more. The hope is never lost unless it's for sure. So I'm secure with insecurities, and my impurities are fueling me, gassing me like a eulogy. See, truthfully, I need to juggle struggles, cause I imagine when it happens, it's to keep my hunger humble, yet I keep from going under. I'm just struggle makes it back around, got peace of mind cause I finally got my mental sound. See, we all been damaged, but it's up to you to go and find your good. Damage good.
Don't y'all just love how we love to play music with substance that really means something, it's really talking about something, from talented, gifted artists? Yeah, that's how we get out on Monday nights on Indie Night on Crazy Radio. That was Sonya, Damaged Goods. I think that's from her up-and-coming project. I don't know if it's an EP, an LP, a mixtape, or what. So we're going to call it a project. Leave a presence coming soon. That's all I can tell you, coming soon. And go and check her out on Twitter at Just Sonya, S-O-N-Y-A-E. She has quite a few tracks that's out right about now with some great features on it. So make sure you look her up. Do y'all remember, like, Jay Holiday? Bed, It's Yours, Suffocate, all that good stuff, Freaking You, Sign My Name, all of that. Well, he has a new album coming out. If you listen on Wednesday nights, then you already know this, but he has a new album coming out in December, December 10th, called Guilty Conscience, and he just released the debut single from it a couple of weeks ago. It's called After We, that's the edited version title, but we have the dirty version here at Crazy Radio. So I'm going to play that for you, and go and follow him on Instagram and Twitter at King J Holiday. Be on the lookout for that album. He's back. Everybody's been missing him, like, you know, he's been busy touring and doing all that good stuff. So J Holiday, brand new single, After We, on Crazy Radio.
Just because this beat is slow, don't mean we can't go high. On my knees, I'll stay right there, kicking and toes like I'm in prayer. Make you scream, oh my God. You like that, so I'ma give it to you. No holding back, however you want, I'll give it to you.
can make love after we love. Oh, 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 yeah. After we fuck, we fuck, yeah, yeah.
Send your submission
submissions to crazeradio@ymail.com, craze with a K. And just a tip, because I do plan on giving you these tips as we go each indie night, you know, helping you to, do the right things. So let me just give you a beginner's tip. When submitting your music, and I know sometimes your music comes from the engineers or the producers or whatever, and it's not labeled correctly, but it really helps the radio people, if you just take the time to rename it, correctly. Make sure it has the actual artist name, the name of the song. And we also like for you to include the producers, because we want to give the producers a shout-out, too. You know what I'm saying? It's their creation. They help make it hot and what it is. So whenever you can, please include the producer's name. And when you submit it, of course, give us a little brief bio on who you are. And it's always good to send pictures, too, because, you never know what we may do with the information. You know, like I said, we have a media site, so we could post it on there, and it's awesome. It's so much easier if you just send everything at one time. So when you send your submissions, go ahead and include some photos, a little small brief bio on the artist, include all your social media, contact, booking information, all of the good stuff. Like, just do that. It really helps a lot. And another thing, too, if you have created a website, make sure that the website is readable. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're going to have a background on it, make sure that we can still read the information that's on the website and it doesn't interfere, you know, the background doesn't interfere with your content. Because, I mean, like, I don't got time to be going through all that stuff like that. I can't figure it out, okay? So make sure your websites are readable, please. Thank you, site management. What I want to do on any night, too, is I want to give out at least 2 music blogs that you can submit your music to. You may already have these blogs in your little contact list. Maybe you don't. So tonight, two music blogs that I want to give you. I thought I had it. Oh, my God. Well, one, of course, is MediaCraze.me, and that's www.MediaCraze.me, not .com, is .me. Of course, that's our website. You can get that to us. Another good website, hold on a second, because I don't want to give you the wrong information. There are so many, but like I said, we just want to give you a couple each week to help you along your way. So if you just have, like, music, viewhiphop.com, they're really great, good people to work with. Danny, you know, he's doing big things over there. Make sure you check that out. Viewhiphop.com is one. MediaCraze.me is another. OnSmash.com is another one. So, yeah, like every week we just want to give you those little bits of information to help you along your way. But I have enjoyed Indie Night. I want to give a shout-out to all of the artists that called in. If you didn't catch the entire show, you can go to the archives and listen to it in its entirety at blogtalkradio.com/crazeradio, or you can actually go to mediacraze.me and check the sidebar, and our latest episodes are listed there. Once again, I am Christy Love. I want to give a major, major shout-out to all of the artists, all of the fans who called and listened, and we're going to end the show with another track by Bishop, our feature artist tonight, and this is actually called So Much More. So thank you for rocking with me. I'm out.
to my foes, I still it and sign it. So close to losing hope, it took Dilla to find it. Even though I speak Ebonics, it's clear as the signing that through these furious comments, the future is promised. I'm not even in my prime to pay homage. Kicking knowledge, never seen a diploma or college. So what you telling me? I ain't gon' make it, you wildin', nigga, I never sleep. In the dirt, I'm a diamond that they refuse to see. Blessed the birth and the blessing I'm soon to be. The best and I'm never second, I never suffer defeat. Bishop just like a reverend when I be teaching these lessons on records. You need to look my direction and take a seat. I need a congregation for this occupation. Watch me occupy the game with my moderation and lyrics. And you gon' feel it, that's word to subvest the spirit. God bless your soul, this game just like a commode. Shitting on you rappers that's pissing on Bishop Canvas. You amateurs better know that it only gets real up, niggas feel it or don't. Take a knee and call the prayer while I'm trying to progress. You can stand for your beliefs, but I'm taking a step. Until the day that I'm deceased, I refuse to get rest. So I'm only getting sleep when they crown me the best. But I ain't aiming for it, I'm just feeling like real music, I must restore it. Even if I got a force, it is no more ignoring. Cause to be honest, this ignorance getting boring. What happened to stories of real life? Can't quote a song about fortune, don't know what that feels like. Can't touch my blow cause I'm scorching, nigga, your skin peel. Why did you try to fight? Just reciting that sight for your sight.